Good evening, and welcome to the Broke on Purpose Fight to Fund Our Futures Town Hall. I am Linda Lowe, a proud member of AFSCME Local 1989 at Northeastern Illinois University, where students, faculty, and staff were angry. We're mobilizing on campus in Springfield and whatever it takes alongside of our sisters and brothers on this panel tonight against the outrageous and unconscionable attacks on public higher education in our state. Our university serves over 10,000 students from all incomes and backgrounds, most diverse in the Midwest, and is ranked among the top 10 in the nation alongside of Ivy League schools for jobs after graduation and graduation with the least student debt. All of that is in jeopardy. Why? Because we, along with millions who receive and provide public services in our state, are being held hostage by a governor and his turnaround agenda. Northeastern has not received a penny in state appropriations since last July. We're owed over $34 million in funding and over $7.5 million in MAP grant funding to more than 2,000 of our students who rely on those grants. With furloughs and layoffs underway across the state and some universities facing outright closure, we have no choice but to get out there with our sisters and brothers across the state to demand a state budget now, the release of our appropriations and MAP grant funding for our students. The bottom line is we love our students. Many of our members are also students or alumni like myself. We need our livelihoods too, and we are in this all together. We also live in communities across the entire city, and that's why we're here today, because people are suffering in communities in Chicago and throughout Illinois, from massive school closures, mainly in neighborhoods already devastated by economic crises, to closure of clinics, to social workers carrying caseloads at inhumane levels. The disinvestment in every public service has life-threatening impacts, especially in communities of color. Communities that have seen no justice for the victims of police shootings of unarmed women and men. And yet corporate CEOs and bankers are making record profits. The city has not bargained fairly with our public school teachers, and Governor Rauner certainly is not bargaining in good faith with our state workers, declaring war on every union member in this state. They say we are broke. We say that we are broke on purpose. They are broke on purpose. That's right. We have a simple response when asked, whose state? Whose schools?
Our schools.
Whose students?
Our students.
That's right.
Good evening. Linda and I, my name is Elizabeth Lawlish. We're going to be co-emceeing this event. This is an event sponsored by the Chicago Teachers Solidarity Committee and Chicago Jobs with Justice and BYP 100. Just to tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm up here and involved, I'm a registered nurse. I'm also a member, and I work at Strozier Hospital, Cook County Hospital. I'm a public sector nurse, and I'm with the Union National Nurses Organizing Committee, National Nurses United, NNOC, NNU. And the reason I'm here, I was involved with CTSC during the 2012 strike, and I found that that event was amazingly inspirational for all of us, not only for the teachers, but for every person in the city to see that it's possible to actually take on not only your boss, but also Rahm Emanuel, you know, the person who runs the city, and to defeat him and defeat him soundly. So, you know, every day at Strozier Hospital, I see patients who are most affected by the cuts that Linda just laid out. It's across the board. I mean, we're in a situation, and we relaunched CTSC just about a month and a half ago, with the purposes of building solidarity for the teachers, a possible teachers' strike and struggle, as it's been talked about in the news, but also to build links between the different struggles across the city. Every day I see people who are most affected, you know, by the cuts. You know, people who can't afford their medications, you know, $20, so they have to be hospitalized. People who don't have enough food. People who don't have adequate housing. You know, and this is, you know, disproportionately, you know, people of color, undocumented immigrants, people who deserve the services in this city. And this is a travesty, I think, in this city and in this state and in this country in the 21st century. This should not be happening. So our struggle today, and we're going to kick it off in just a minute with a panel of incredible speakers, is really about connecting the struggles and saying that, as Linda said, they are broke on purpose. CPS, Claypool, Rahm, and Rahner say they have no money. We know that's a lie. They actually are able to find enough money for their rich friends and those who are on LaSalle Street to get all sorts of tax breaks and not actually bring any of that money towards us. So we want to actually, you know, focus on saying that here in this city, we want to begin to build a struggle across all unions, across all organizations that connects the struggle for, you know, against, you know, public mental health clinics, that connects the struggle against the flagrant murdering of African American young men in our neighborhoods, connect those things together to say that we have to fight together because we need to actually win and build the kinds of things for the city that we deserve here in Chicago. It's my understanding that 40% of the city's budget actually goes towards policing. We could use that money to fund our schools, reopen the mental health clinics, reopen our libraries, have decent public transportation, not go after the people who deserve it most. So here's our vision. We have to fight together for the city we deserve. And the other part of it is to understand the money's there and that we need to tax the rich in this city, state, and country. The last thing I'll say, just a couple of thank yous and very heartfelt thank yous for all the organizing, because it takes a lot of work to build something like this and bring all you out and have a great panel like this. So we'd like to thank all the individuals and organizations who are part of tonight's event. We want to make a special shout out to Chicago Jobs with Justice and Susan Hurley, who have generously provided both time, space, and volunteers to make the relaunch of the Chicago Teachers Solidarity Campaign, this campaign which sponsored this event, possible. We are very grateful. And now we'll go on to our panel. Thank you very much for your time.
Tracy Abman, our first speaker this evening, is the Associate Director of AFSCME Council 31, that's the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, which represents over 100,000 active and retired employees in Illinois, serving the public every day in children and family services, health clinics, universities, libraries, sanitation, and many other critical services. Tracy has traveled to every corner of our state where we have members and wherever workers want to collectively bargain for our rights on the job and to improve conditions so we can serve the people in their communities. She knows firsthand what we're up against, why we are in the fight of our lives. Please give a warm welcome to Tracy Abman.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's state? Who's city? Who's schools? Who's students? Damn right they are. I bring you greetings and solidarity of 100,000 active and retired public service workers who are members of AFSCME across this state. Sisters and brothers, our state is broke on purpose. And the person who broke it is Governor Bruce Rahner. As a candidate, boo, go ahead, let him have it. As a candidate, Bruce Rahner campaigned on rolling back state income taxes, and that's exactly what happened. Here's the result. $5 billion was drained away from the state's coffers. That's $5 billion away from education, away from health, away from human services. Where did the billions go instead? Well, $1.3 billion went to corporations, and $1.2 billion went to the richest 3%. That's half of all the Rauner tax breaks, to corporations in the top 3%. Under this plan, millionaires are getting an average tax break of $37,000 a year, and Governor Rauner himself put in an extra $750,000 in his own damn pocket. Go ahead. Now, of course, our state's in crisis, right? This crisis is the result of the governor's refusal to negotiate or approve a state budget unless lawmakers first give in to his extreme agenda. That would hurt all working people. Make no mistake, Governor Rauner is holding Illinois hostage. He is holding every public school, every university, and working family hostage to his extreme agenda. Bruce Rauner has all the wrong priorities. Not long after his big tax breaks for the rich, he carried out the Good Friday Massacre. Do you remember that? Harsh unilateral cuts to human services, like autism programs for kids. He proposed a budget with big cuts to human services and higher education. He slashed eligibility for childcare for working families and home care for seniors. He closed the Illinois State Museum system, and he vetoed a budget plan passed by Democrats. Now he's proposing another budget for this year, never mind we don't have one already, another budget for next year, we don't have one for this year, with even more cuts. But there's one thing you never hear from Governor Rauner. He never asks rich people or big corporations to pay a penny more, right? Instead of working to compromise, the governor's protecting the wealthy and the powerful, not regular working people. He's cutting children, seniors, families, and students, but coddling the rich. He is hurting Illinois families and students because he won't ask millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share. And frankly, we gotta say enough, right? Yeah. We need to support those lawmakers who are standing up against his priorities and pink slip those who are standing with him. But the one group, perhaps more than any other, that has Bruce's bullseye on their back is public service union members. Yes, that means teachers, right? That means university faculty and staff. That means home care and child care workers. And that means city and county employees. Because every time Governor Rauner pushes his turnaround agenda, as Linda said, wiping out collective bargaining rights for city, county, and school district employees is at the center of his program. But maybe more than anyone else, it means state workers. The governor is their employer. Now imagine having a boss who doesn't even believe in your right for your union to exist. That's exactly the situation the state is in. You know, last year, Senator Durbin offered to help the governor negotiate a new contract with our union. Rauner said, "I don't need your help. They just need to go away." Just a few weeks ago, Governor Rauner told a news conference full of reporters, "They have no right to collective bargaining on anything." Now, that kind of vicious anti-union attitude, is it any surprise that the Rauner administration broke off contract talks 2 months ago and never came back to the bargaining table? No, it's no surprise at all. In fact, because just like candidate Rauner pushed for big tax cuts for rich people and corporations, candidate Rauner vowed to shut down state government, to force employees out on strike, and to, quote unquote, redo everyone's contract. That's exactly what we're up against. Sisters and brothers, there are nearly 40,000 AFSCME members in state government. They protect kids from abuse and neglect. They provide care for veterans and for people with disabilities. They help struggling families by administrating safety net programs like Medicaid, food stamps, and unemployment benefits. They keep our communities safe, and they do much more every day in every community across the state. But now Governor Rauner has put his final offer on the table. And then he walked away, and then he's asking the labor board, his appointed labor board, to allow him to impose his demands. What are they? Well, they include a 4-year freeze on wages and steps. No pay raises for 4 years. Now, boo, thank you. Thank you, sister. And at the same time, they include doubling what employees must pay to keep their health care. Those two provisions together would take $10,000 on average out of state employees' pockets, okay? But that's not all. The governor also demands to wipe out protections in our contract that prevent irresponsible privatization. And he wants to open the door to cronyism by letting his managers hand out bonuses to their favorite few employees. We are saying there's a better way. Along with the CTU, SEIU, and the rest of the labor movement, we're supporting House Bill 580. This legislation would allow an impartial arbitrator to resolve our differences. The bill would seek a compromise instead of allowing Rauner to impose his demands. It would keep public services in place without disruption for all those who need them and would ensure fairness for state employees. Just as we are proud here to be here tonight and to stand and fight for fairness and justice in our communities, fight with Chicago State University faculty, staff, and students who are suffering without funding, fight with the ATU members fighting for their contract, CTU educators and staff fighting for a fair contract and better schools, and SEIU home care and child care providers who are fighting for full funding in their own contract, AFSCME state employees will need your solidarity and support in the weeks and months to come. Can we count on it?
Yes!
We refuse to fall prey to the corporate elite's attempt to divide us. Our fight against Rauner's priorities is one fight, and only together will we win. And AFSCME, we have a thing. We say, when we fight, we win. When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
We will win. Thank you, sisters and brothers.